Good morning, I'm Mike Pulsifer, and this is the CBS World News Roundup. Hundreds of thousands of East Germans flocked to a square in East Berlin today, pressing their demands for political freedom. Jesse Schulman reports.
A speaker at the rally called it the largest demonstration in East German history. A sign of the speed of change here, the rally was carried live on East German television. Hundreds of thousands marched calling for freedom in all its forms. Free speech, freedom to travel, freedom to form political parties. They chanted, "We want free elections." East Germans of all ages took part. Gathered in East Berlin's main central square, they applauded as a range of speakers called for the legalization of the opposition group New Forum, for an end to one-party rule. One speaker called on his countrymen not to flee to the West, but to stay and help change their homeland.
Gab es eine Eskalation? Ist Blut geflossen und gab es Tote und viele Tote?
Perhaps the most surprising speaker at the rally was the man who for 33 years was the head of the hated secret police known as the Stasi. He took the microphone to jeers from the crowd. Instead of defending himself, he called for democratic control of the Stasi and said he took off his hat to the restraint the demonstrators had shown. Police and organizers had worked together for many days beforehand to ensure there would be no violence. As the rally was drawing to a close, none had been reported. Jesse Schulman for CBS News, East Berlin.
As the protesters were pressing their demands, hundreds of East Germans who already have fled to Czechoslovakia were waiting to board trains to West Germany. Correspondent Martha Teichner went to the train station and witnessed an emotional scene.
What was a wonderful scene was all the people out of the train windows throwing all their East German money on the platform, ripping it up and tossing it out. And the woman who sweeps up the platform, sweeping up their East German money and pocketing it. And the people cheering as they pulled out and waving the V sign and together in tandem, knocking on the windows with their fists and so on. And they were definitely euphoric.
Teichner says for all practical purposes, the Berlin Wall no longer exists.
The deal that was made last night to allow these people to go to West Germany without being processed, without doing anything at an embassy, means that, in effect, the Berlin Wall means nothing anymore. Any East German can leave the country by going a little longer way around, but get out.
Martha Teichner in Prague. The ground has moved again in Northern California, an earthquake that authorities say was not an aftershock from last month's big shaker.
I knew it was no aftershock. It had to be an earthquake. It was a rumble, and like in my place, it felt like my house was on wheels, just rumbling underneath.
It was definitely a very quick, solid jolt.
It just more of a rattle, and it seemed pretty long.
It woke me up. It rattled the windows. I'm here with my stomach just tumbling and ready to just sit down and cry.
The latest quake registered 3.6 on the Richter scale and was centered near the town of San Leandro, south of Oakland. There are no reports of injuries or damage. California lawmakers get back to work today on Governor George Dugmajian's proposal for a temporary sales tax increase to help pay for the recovery from last month's quake. Jim Hamblin of CBS radio station KCBS reports from Sacramento.
The governor asked the legislature to enact a 1/4-cent increase in the sales tax to provide $800 million for assistance. Some Republicans demanded more, others demanded no tax at all. The governor seems to have corralled all of the mavericks.
We feel that this is going to be adequate. If it's not, we're going to do whatever's necessary.
Both the California Senate and Assembly meet today to finalize the emergency programs, including $40 million in direct aid for people who need housing, furniture, and clothes. Jim Hemblin for CBS News, Sacramento.
Typhoon Gay swept through the Gulf of Thailand today, capsizing at least 8 ships and leaving some 300 sailors missing. 97 of them are aboard a U.S.-owned ship. More from Rick Fredrickson in Bangkok.
Battered by 35-foot waves and 100-mile-an-hour winds, the drilling ship Seacrest, a top-heavy vessel putting in a new natural gas well, was in major trouble. The ship's captain reported 3 of his 6 lifeboats had been lost overboard as the crew tried desperately to ride out the storm. Later, all radio contact was lost. This morning, searchers found the Seacrest upside down. Officials say they are still 100% behind the search and rescue mission. Boats will be out all night. But there is mounting evidence the crew sealed the doors to keep out storm water and became trapped when the vessel capsized. Rescuers say there is no response when they tap on the bottom of the ship and are trying to determine the best way to get inside without endangering any survivors that might be alive in air pockets. Rick Fredrickson for CBS News, Bangkok.
The Seacrest is operated by a Thai subsidiary of Unocal Oil of Los Angeles. Voters in Gary, Indiana today are considering a proposal to legalize casino gambling as a way of improving the city's financial situation. More from Felicia Middlebrooks of CBS radio station WBBM.
Gary Mayor Thomas Barnes says he's confident voters will turn out in large numbers at the polls, and they'll say yes to legalized casino gambling.
One poll showed about a 60-40.
But an organized group of Gary ministers is hoping a roll of the dice turns out in their favor. They say such a move would serve as a formal invitation to crime. Reverend William Booth.
We have become or are becoming fast a nation of gamblers rather than a nation of achievers, which is going to cripple our capacity.
Clergymen say they'd like to see efforts to revitalize the city above board, like tax incentives to draw more business. And they say Gary's future should not depend on the luck of the draw. Felicia Middlebrooks for CBS News, Chicago.
The non-binding referendum would call on the state legislature to okay gambling in Gary. Philippine President Corazon Aquino is headed for Vancouver, Canada, the first stop in a trip that also includes talks in the United States.
In my first visit to the United States, I spoke of the promising beginning we had made, of the difficulties ahead, and of our determination to succeed. Now I shall seek greater support from friends for the work that yet remains, so that the freedom we have won shall be truly meaningful to us all.
Aquino addressing her countrymen in a nationally broadcast speech before she left Manila. Security is tighter than ever in the Philippines because of Aquino's trip out of the country. The military is on full alert and will stay that way until Aquino returns to Manila at mid-month. Authorities in New York City have confiscated about 5.5 tons of cocaine. It was discovered in a building in Queens. The cocaine was wrapped in paper and stored inside barrels concealed beneath a delivery of hazardous waste. No arrests have been made in the case. Drug charges have been leveled against an Air Force Lieutenant Colonel and his wife. They both work for the National Security Agency. The couple and their son and daughter all were arrested at their home in the Washington suburb of Millersville, Maryland. Authorities also report confiscating nearly $800,000 worth of drugs, $70,000 in cash, and they say they also grabbed a variety of weapons. The Senate Ethics Committee wants to hear from five senators who received big contributions from the head of a failed savings and loan. The committee wants to know if the money prompted them to help the S&L, Lincoln Savings and Loan of Southern California. The contributions came from Lincoln's Charles Keating and went to Senators Alan Cranston, Dennis DeConcini, John McCain, John Glenn, and Don Riegel. 10 past the hour.